Ogyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Nuradhamena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataravyascha Kripasindubhevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastang Dandavat Pranams under the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev. Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, to Arupanuga Guru Varga and to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So, now, the glorification of Sri Mahadev still continues. Prabhupada is asking the question, in Ram Lila, how is Mahadev serving? Also in Krishna Lila and Mahaprabhu Lila. Also in Satya Yuga. Okay. So, just as Krishna has many manifestations, we know, we've heard how Mahadev, so many manifestations, and each one of them also have their speciality. So in Ram Lila, although Shiva is in all time, he's always there, but he has his specific manifestation in a certain Lila of Bhagavan. So in Ram Lila, then we have been told that he is Hanuman. And so we know how Hanuman is serving. There is no doubt and no question about that. Hanuman is a very great sevak of Sri Ramachandra. Is Lord Shiva. Probably asking this. Probably asking very difficult question. And really, I don't know anything about this. The only reason we know this because I heard from Gurudev saying like this. I was like, but I don't know. So this is a very good question because Prabhupada can explain this. So how we know this Hanuman is Mahadev, I don't know. I don't know, so like more. So anyway, so then in Krishna Lila, also he's there as, who is he? As Bhim. Somebody telling like this. Yes, they're telling like this is Bhim. And then now in this Kali Yuga also, we know in Mahaprabhu Lila that he's Advaita Acharya. But then even before that, he also came, combined both even Hanuman and Bhim as Madhvacharya, like this. So, we know he is our Sampradaya Acharya. So that's how he's serving us also here. So many ways he's serving like this. So that's how far I know about this topic, probably asking this question. And now we can understand that this is an interesting discussion, Prabhupada will explain.
Chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. గురవే గౌరచంద్రాయ రాధికాయ తదాలయ కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణభక్తాయ తద్భక్తాయ నమో నమః. వందేహం శ్రీ గురు వరం శ్రీ రూపానుగప్రవరం రజరసికం చ నారాయణం తం ప్రపన్నం శ్రీ గురు చరణం వందే రమణ పృష్ఠాయ భూతలే రూపానుగభక్తిదం చ కృపామూర్తి నారాయణం జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రద్వైత్ ఆదర్శ సది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఫర్ మై రెస్పెక్ట్ఫుల్ ఒబేసెన్సెస్ అట్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్స్ నిత్లాయి శ్రీమాన్ భక్తి విధాన్ శ్రీ నారాయణ గోసాయి మహారాజ్ శ్రీ గురుదేవ్ అండ్ త్లాయి శ్రీమాన్ భక్తి విధాన్ శ్రీ వామన్ గోసాయి మహారాజ్ శ్రీ గురుదేవ్ ఎంటైర్ రూపానంద గారి గురువర్గ all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, our guardians and everyone else present. So, the question that has been asked is, at the time of creation, how does Lord Shiva serve Krishna? And in his pastimes and in the pastimes of Sri Ram and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we hear that when Narad Rishi went to glorify Lord Shiva, stated by Sanatana Goswami in his Brihat Bhagavatamrit, that there was one particular grade of devotee that Narad Rishi would question and then he would proceed to another devotee. So first he asked this Brahmin in Prayag. And then gradually he proceeded. This Brahmin told him that, oh, I'm not such a great devotee. You go to the king of South India. So then he went to the king of South India. And the king of South India told him that, oh, I'm not such a great devotee. Because whatever people I'm, whoever I'm feeding, it's all only by the grace of opulence, which I've inherited. So if you really want to find someone who can serve our Prabhu with Aishwarya, then go to Indra. This way they sent him to Indra then. And then Indra said, if you really want to find someone who's greater than me, serves more intimately, then go to Brahma. Then Brahma in this way. Then after that, Brahma sent him to Lord Shiva. So then when Narad Rishi met Lord Shiva there, in Kailash. So there, Narad Rishi started glorifying Lord Shiva in so many different ways. That you serve our Prabhu, Bhagavan, in so many wonderful ways that none can serve like how you can. And this way Narad Rishi started saying how Lord Shiva, when the ocean was being churned, then first poison appeared from this ocean. And then Lord Shiva himself came and he drank this poison, this Kalkut Vish. And then when he drank this poison, we know what happened. His throat turned blue. So since then he was called Neelkanta Mahadev. So in this way he said that, oh, even all the demons that you have blessed, actually there's always some loop and hole there in all these demons, in all these blessings that you gave to the demons. Because in this way, if they were not to appear in these pastimes of Krishna, then who would have known how Krishna is paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chatushkritam? Who would have known that Krishna is the deliverer of the devotees and the killer of all the miscreants? So therefore you arranged to give blessings to all these demons. And so he glorified Lord Shiva in so many different ways. And then Lord Shiva said, it's true what you have said, but if you see, actually, Krishna has given me this thankless job because he saw that except me, no one could do this. Because I myself am so fallen, Lord Shiva said. Because I'm always in the mode of ignorance, in this tamogun. I'm the predominating deity of this mode of ignorance. So therefore, he saw that no one is more suitable to perform this task than me. Therefore, he told me to drink this poison when this ocean was being churned. And then we know that after Lord Shiva drank the poison, then what happened? Lakshmi herself appeared from the churning of the ocean. And then she was taken away by Narayan. And then we see that so many incarnations of Bhagavan, they appeared during this pastime. First, Krishna appeared as Ajit. And with his thousand arms, he held the Mandrachal mountain. And then Kurumadeva appeared. And his mountain was placed on his back. And then we see that Dhanvantari appeared. And then we see when Mohini, she appeared from the churning of the milk ocean and his nectar was given to everyone. So in this way, so many different incarnations of Bhagavan appeared. But who drank this poison first and who made this pastime happen, manifest in the first place? It was Lord Shiva himself. it wasn't for him, then how would I even Bhagwan appeared with all these different incarnations? So in this way we say that Lord Shiva is always making the foundation ready. He's always making everything ready for any of Krishna's incarnations to appear, not just Krishna himself. And then we see in Ramlila also, we see that he taught his own Shakti, Satidevi, how to worship Ram. We see that Satidevi, we just heard like yesterday, no, that Parvati, she wanted this nice palace to be built. She said, oh, I'm living here in this Kailash where it's always so cold and we are surrounded by all these associates of yours. We have no proper place to stay. So then he himself had Vishwakarma built a very nice palace made of gold in Lanka. But then what happened? Ravan, he took everything away. He performed everything as a priest, performed all that was needed. And then finally, as Dakshina, final offering, he took the entire island away of Lanka. And then this way we see that Ravan, after having Lanka for himself, he started doing so many things. He started taking away all the women for himself. He started doing everything. Even ultimately, we see that he took the blood away of all the sadhus. And then from that blood, Sita Devi was born. So in this way, we see that Ravan, he played a very important part for Sri Ramchandra to descend. And then who provided the platform for this? It was Shiv Thakur himself, because he was the one who gave Ravan the opportunity to start doing all his atrocities in the first place. Because if he had not received this island of Lanka from him, then where would Ravan even had a place to stay in? He didn't have a place to stay in. Only after receiving this place, then he started doing all his nonsense activities. So in this way, Shiv Thakur, he set the platform, the foundation. And then we see how he even corrected his wife, Parvati Devi or Sati Devi. She had some doubt, thinking that how can Ram be our Prabhu when he's weeping in separation from his wife like this? How can he be our Prabhu? Even Garuda, he had the same doubt. Garuda, when Ram and Lakshman were bound by this Nagpash of Indrajit. No, Indrajit, he shot this snake-like weapon and these snakes, they bound both Ram and Lakshman, they became unconscious. So then all the vanaras, all the associates there, they were all thinking, how can we protect them now? What to do? So then Narad Rishi appeared there. And then he said, oh, you pray to Garuda. As soon as Garuda will appear, these snakes will see him and they'll run away. So then they all prayed to Garudev. And then Garuda, he appeared. And as soon as Garuda appeared there, all these snakes, they ran away in fear. So Garuda had a doubt in his mind also. So Garuda was thinking, oh, how can he be God, my Prabhu? If these snakes are so terrified of me and they just fled in fear, then how come he became unconscious just by being bound by them? It doesn't make sense. So then Garuda, he went to Lord Shiva and he had this doubt. And Lord Shiva told him, if you want your doubt to be removed, then go to Kakbhushandi, he said. So this was like very humbling for Garuda, because Garuda is like the king of birds. And Kakbhushandi, as we know, he is in the form of a crow. So how can he possibly instruct he who is the king of birds? But still, Lord Shiva told him, go there, listen from him. And this way Garuda, he went and listened from Kakbhushandi. He said Kakbhushandi removed all his doubts away. Similarly, here also we see that Sati had a doubt in her mind, saying that Ram is weeping in separation from his wife. But how am I to know that he's Bhagavan himself? So then she went and tested Ram. She assumed the form of Sita and she went and tested him. And then anywhere Ram would go weeping, she'd appear in front of him as Sita. But Ram would turn his head away. And then finally he'd say, oh, my mother, what are you doing here? Where is your Prabhu? Where is Shiv Thakur? Finally, she realized what she had done. And then she went and she lied. She didn't even speak the truth. She said, oh, I believe whatever you said. But then Lord Shiva, within his mind, he made a pratigya. He made a vow. He made this declaration that from now, I will never look at her as my wife. Rather, I look at her as my mother. Because she has assumed the form of my mother, the universal mother, Jagat Janani Sita Thakurani. So then, now she will not even sit on my left. Now she will sit in front of me. So as soon as he made this vow in his mind, all the demigods started showering flowers on him. And then immediately she asked, what happened? What have you done? What have you spoken? And then he said, from now I will never see you as my wife, because you have assumed the form of she who is most worshipable for me. So how can I even think of you sitting on my left side? No, sit in front of me. So here we see, even during Ram Lila, Lord Shiva was teaching us how that anything which has been used in the service of Hari Guru Vaishnavas is never to be enjoyed by us. Rather, it is to be honored by us, respected by us. So in this way, we see that Lord Shiva also, how did Ravan get this name, Ravan? Before, actually, it was called Dashanan. So it is said that Ravan, it is said that when Lord Shiva was on his Kailash Parvat, on this mountain, then what did Ravan do? He lifted this mountain up with his arms. He was a very strong personality. But then Lord Shiva, what did he do? He pressed the mountain down on Ravan's hands. And then immediately Ravan started wailing out in pain. So since then he was called Ravan, means he who cries out in great distress. And then what did Ravan do to please Lord Shiva? He took his own intestines out and he used his intestines as a musical instrument. And then in this way, as Lord Shiva was dancing, he started playing on his intestines. And Lord Shiva was like doing his Tandav Nritya. And this way, Lord Shiva was so happy with him that, oh, you've done this for me, that he blessed him. Saying, oh, you'll have like 10 heads and you'll have nectar inside your stomach and all this. And in this way, we see that ultimately, Ravan also, because of Lord Shiva's blessings, he started becoming so powerful and he started doing so many things. So in this way, we see that Lord Shiva was actually, he was inciting these demons more and more. Because unless and until the demoniac activities reaches a particular point, Ram or Krishna, no one will appear. Only when they start doing so many things again and again to such a point that Krishna is bound to appear, Ram is bound to appear, only then they will appear. So this way Lord Shiva was inciting all these demons again and again, again and again, in this way to perform all these different activities. So this way we see in that form, also as Lord Shiva himself, he was in this way fulfilling this desire of Sri Ram that he appear in this world and perform his leelas there. And then we see in Krishna Leela also, we see how he incited the demons again and the blessings he gave to the demons also. So when Narada Rishi was speaking to Lord Shiva, so that time Lord Shiva said, oh, what are you saying, Narada? If I was really so close to Krishna, then why would I bless demons like Jayadrath, Banasur, and all the others? But Narada Rishi said, even then there was a loop and hole in your blessings. So Jayadrath, as we know, he wanted Draupadi as his own. He wanted her to be his wife. So then when Draupadi was in the forest, he took Draupadi on his chariot and he fled away. So that time Bhim and Arjun, Narada Rishi came and told them that, oh, your wife is being taken away by the brother-in-law of Duryodhan. Because Duryodhan's younger sister, Dushala, she was married to Jayadrath. So in this way, Bhim and Arjun, they chased Jayadrath. And then they got him down from the chariot and then they wanted to beat him to death. But then Yudhishthir said, no, don't do this. The offense has been committed to Draupadi, not to any of you. So ask her what should be done with him. So Draupadi said that since he is the husband of our sister, I don't want my sister to be a widow. So let him go. So then what did they do? The Arjuna, he like shaved all his head and left like five parts of his, he like left five like strands of hair on his head and he sent him away. So Jayadrath was very embarrassed because in one way death would have been worse for him. I mean death would have been better for him. So he was very dishonored. So then what did Jayadrath do? He went and he started performing all his austerities to please Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva appeared to him. Then Jayadrath said, no, if please give me this benediction that I can defeat all the Pandavas, even kill them. But Lord Shiva said, that is not possible, he said. You can never do anything like that. Then he said, even if I cannot kill them, at least give me some benediction that I can defeat them in battle for some time at least. Then Lord Shiva said, all right, except for Arjuna, you can defeat the other Pandavas at one particular time that you choose. So then we hear that when Abhimanyu was surrounded by all the Kauravas, then we know that Arjuna, he was taken away. Arjuna was distracted. And when all the four tried to enter into this Chaturvyuha, into this military formation, they couldn't because of the benediction that Lord Shiva had given to Jayadrath. So then we know Abhimanyu, he was killed then. So this way Jayadrath felt he was invincible. But the loop and hole given in the benediction by Lord Shiva was that he would only die if anyone would cut his head, and as and when his father would be offering like his oblations to the sun god, if his head would fall into his father's hands, only then he would die. So then Jayadrath was thinking, how is this even possible? Why will my father even catch hold of my head? And who will even have the courage to cut my head off my body? So he was very confident. So then we know that Arjuna was so angry at Jayadrath that he said that before the sun sets, I make this vow that I'll kill Jayadrath. And if I cannot, I'll enter into the fire. So on that day of the Mahabharata war, all the Kauravas, they had only one agenda, one plan. That was to protect Jayadrath at any cost. So in this way, they all surrounded his chariot. And they all started repelling Arjuna's attacks. In this way, the sun was setting. So then Arjuna, he knew now. He knew that now he had to enter the fire. So what did Krishna do? He took his Sudarshan Chakra and he covered the sun with his Sudarshan Chakra. He made it seem that the sun had set. So then everyone, all the Kauravas became so happy that, oh no, Arjuna has to enter into the fire now. So then Jayadrath also was so happy. He got down from his chariot and he started dancing in great ecstasy. And immediately Krishna took his Sudarshan Chakra away and he said, now release your arrow. Now use your Gandiv. And immediately Arjuna, he released his arrow and he cut off Jayadrath's head. And Jayadrath's head fell into the hands of his father, who was like doing his sandhya. And immediately he looked at it and just dropped it into the water. And then immediately he was burned to ashes, and his son Jayadrath was also burned to ashes. So in this way, we see there's always some loop and hole. We see there was one more demon called Salva in Dwaraka, in Krishna Leela. So Salva, he was very envious of Krishna. So what did he do? Every day he would perform his austerities there in the mountains, and he'd take some ash and he'd eat it. He'd take a handful of ash and he'd be eating it every day. So in this way, seeing his austerities, Shiva appeared to him. And he said, oh, what do you seek? And he said, I want to defeat all the Dwarakavasis. So then Lord Shiva said, I don't think that is possible, but still, I'll give you some benediction that I'll give you this plane, this celestial plane, in which you can accommodate as many soldiers as you possibly can. And you can use this plane to attack Dwaraka from all sides. So then he gave this, and he blessed him with this plane. So in this way, we see that as soon as Salva received this aeroplane, he started attacking Dwaraka from all sides. And Pradyumna and all the other sons of Krishna, they tried protecting Dwaraka, but they could not. So it seemed that Dwaraka actually would be destroyed by this demon. But then Krishna appeared, he took his Sudarshan Chakra and cut his head off. We see. So in this way, all these demons who've been given benedictions by Lord Shiva, they're only serving to enhance these leelas of Krishna. Because if these demons wouldn't have appeared in the first place, and if these leelas wouldn't have even taken place, how would we be discussing them to this day? How would we have been even listening to them up until this day? So therefore, we see the Lord Shiva being the predominating deity of this mode of ignorance, sometimes he incites these ignorant demons to come forward and perform this task of making Bhagawan appear. And so we see in Mahaprabhu's Leela also, we see that Kuber Pandit, who is the associate of Lord Shiva, the godbrother of Lord Shiva, he had actually prayed. He and his wife, they had prayed to Sadashiv. This is mentioned by Kavi Karnapur in Gaur Ganadesh Deepika, that they had prayed to Sadashiv, that please become our son. So then Sadashiv said, this is not possible in this lifetime, but when Krishna will appear as Mahaprabhu, then I will become your son. So then we see the Lord Shiva, he came to be known as Sadashiv. Sadashiv came to be known as Advaita Acharya, the son of Kuver Pandit and Nabadevi. And we see that even after Mahaprabhu left, Advaita Acharya stayed for 125 years. Means even after Mahaprabhu left, he stayed for so many more years. Why? Because if Bhagavan himself would have left this world, then the entire world would have undergone pralaya, devastation. So what did Advaita Acharya do? Because he's Lord Shiva himself, he stayed for so many more years and he made sure that this world will be safe and sound, that nothing will happen. And then this way he made sure that the next generation of devotees, like Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu, they would all appear and they would all be trained and then carry on the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is Advaita Acharya, Lord Shiva is giving us this container, this container that can hold this prem. And then we know in Krishna ultimately who is he? He's Gopishwar Mahadev himself. And as Gopishwar Mahadev, what is he doing? He's giving everyone the adhikar to enter into the Raslila, to enter into these pastimes of Radha and Krishna and serve them there. So this is his greatest service to Krishna Lila. Because we know that Madhurya Bhav, the sentiment of conjugal love, this pleases Krishna the most, more than anything else. So what does he do? He's making all the jivas ready. He's giving them this qualification to serve them in that Raslila of Shri Radha and Krishna. So in this way, he's serving Ram, Krishna, Mahaprabhu in so many different leelas. And not just Ram, Krishna and Mahaprabhu also. All the other incarnations of Krishna, he's serving them. And in this way, he's also freeing us from all these anarthas. You know, whatever ignorance we have, there's so many different forms of ignorance that we have in our hearts. Like Hridaya Dorbalya, then there's Asat Trishna, there's Aparad, there's so many other things that Vishnu Chakri Thakur has described. So who will remove all these anarthas out? It is he. So by praying to him, he will make our hearts pure. And this way a platform will be made for Krishna to appear in our hearts, for Mahaprabhu to appear in our hearts. Then we'll know who Ramchandra is, who Krishna is, who Mahaprabhu is. So this way he performs his invaluable seva to all the incarnations of Bhagavan and to Bhagavan himself. Manchakalpatarubhyasya kripasindhuvyasya vaitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namah.
অজ্ঞানতিমিরান্ধস্য জ্ঞানাঞ্জনশলাকয়া চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতং যেন তস্মৈ শ্রীগুরবে নমঃ। বাঞ্ছাকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপাসিন্ধুভ্যৈব চ পতিতানাং পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো নমঃ। নমাবদন্নায় কৃষ্ণপ্রেমপ্রদায়তে কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণচৈতন্যনাম্নে গৌরতিষে নমঃ। জয় রূপা সনাতন ভট্ট রঘুনাথ শ্রীজীব গোপাল ভট্ট দাস রঘুনাথ ইচ্ছায় গোসাই করি চরণবন্দন যা হইতে বিঘ্ননাশ অভীষ্ট পুরন। জয় শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য দয়াল প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রীয়দ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাসাদি শ্রী গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ। হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে। বলো শ্রী গুরুজি মহারাজ কি জয়, গুরু পরম্পরা কি জয়, অনন্ত অনন্ত গুরু বৈষ্ণববৃন্দ কি জয়, সপার্ষদ গৌরহরি কি জয়, গৌর নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু কি জয়, জগন্নাথ বলদেব সুভদ্রা সুদর্শনজীব কি জয়, ভক্ত বিঘ্ন বিনাশন কারণ সিংহদেব কি জয়, ভক্তরাজ প্রহ্লাদ মহারাজ কি জয়, সর্বাবিশ্রতা গিরিরাজ গোবর্ধনজীউ কি জয়, জয় গোবিন্দ গোপীনাথ মদন মোহনজীউ কি জয়, হরনাম সংকীর্তন কি জয়, জয় সংকীর্তনকারী ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয়, অনন্ত অনন্ত কোটি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয়, গৌর প্রমানন্দী হরি হরি। নাও ইয়েস্টারডে ইজ গন, শিবরাত্রি মহাশিবরাত্রি ব্রত, শিব ঠাকুর ইজ অ্যাপিয়ার্স after his samadhi, he is now present and he is taking charge all service for. Now he is staying in north, completely in Himalaya, on top of Kailash hills. So now this How can helping all jivas? Anytime, all Shastra, Mahaprabhu time, all disappears. Then, no teacher, no master, no guardian authority, no. How they learning and what is real Shastra? Some Rishi Maharshi telling something, this is their speculation. Somebody has faith, somebody has no faith. Why Tamasi people, Rajasi people, no faith for Shastra. Anybody giving instruction or advice, say you not pure. You are not Mahabhagavat. You are fallen soul. You have many faults. All time guilt is faults looking and then they never then learning no progress. Big problem. Now Shiv Thakur is near is praying all hour, then Shiv Thakur taking okay. I am coming north to south. Then he is came south, this place name called Sivakanchi. There he is came and he starting these classes. First he is looking, people no understand this Devabhasa, Devanagari Sanskrit. Then he is looking, many Tamaguni people, black person, dark black, why? Out in black. Then he is thinking, these Tamaguni people, they not care anything. White people possible changing very fast, but black person changing very difficulty. How changing? Then he is telling, who are you? Tamaguni. You are Tamil? Say yes. Then he is starting first Tamil language. So I am talking with you. Like to same Sanskrit, but not Sanskrit. This is called Tamil. Tamil. Anyhow, how can coming them, bring them close to Shiva, teaching them, they're very strong, very stubborn. No faith for anything. Then say, okay, now I am teaching in you. All Shastra teaching. The Shastra learning, then what happened? I'll be happy? Say, yes. How will be happy? Then Lakshmi Devi coming, Lord Narayan coming, and everything is arranging. You are trying to arrange many things, but you are what arranging? Going in ocean, collecting fish, and some animal killing, meat. This is not happiness. Shiva, this Sivakanchi too, until Kumbakonam. There he is big Swarup. And South India, everywhere Shiva has center. This head, this head, this head, this head, many, many. This is called his invitation center, his branch of his. No, he is, anybody is teaching and helping, there is getting his all benefit, all benediction, all happy. Then they are following Shiva. Then Shiva what doing? Shiva is teaching, look, my near no Mahalakshmi. I am teaching in you, worshipping nicely Lord Sri Hari Narayan, ya Vishnu. Then Vishnu it is coming in Lakshmi. And Lakshmi is giving, feeding, everybody is everything giving. She has all opulence, everything. Without she cannot giving and nobody has this power giving for. Then he is within his followers doing big tapasya, austerity. Then first time, this Bharadraj, he appears nearby Shiva. Sivakanchi this side, Bharadraj middle, after Vishnukanchi. So Bharadraj appears, he is giving for boon, everybody, what they like. Then all this Shiv Thakur with his talking, they learning, this is called Tamil. This language. After other person, other side people telling, oh, I am following Bharadraj. Bharadraj teaching us. Then Bharadraj say, I am not teaching, Vishnu teaching in you. My expansion. Bharadraj saying, I like his songs, kirtan, very nice. Shiva dancing, singing and playing with you. You going sometime in Tamil country, they dancing like his high jump, long jump. Very strong people and jumping and dancing. So Shiva do it is tandav nitya. This is called not over Shiva. Shiva, any unknown not over Shiva, only south. He is dancing with his one finger and he is dancing like and everywhere rounding like more than Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, how much dancing? So Tamil also very big dancer. Ladies are also strong. They shaving head. So now, other side, this is called Kannada. This now is Karnataka. That places, mostly people is Brahmin. People. Karnataka, yeah, Brahmin. So they are saying, Bharadra is near, you teaching us. Bharadra sings Vishnu teaching. Then they are gone Vishnu Kanchi, meaning side, Vishnu side. But after what happened? Before Shiva's mercy, then Bharadra appears. And Bharadra and Mahavishnu, he appears. And he is helping everybody. After now, what happened? Two party. Ignorance people. Foolish people, they tell you, no, I am Shiva followers, I am Shaiva. You are Vishnu followers, you are Vaishnava. Big fight. But Shiv Thakur, not teaching, not speaking Harikatha, conditions of living entity, no understanding God language, anything. Vishnu's, any language, anything. Vishnu all time speaking with is this. Devabhasa, Devanagari, Sanskrit. So Vishnu's followers mostly they learning this Sanskrit. But not possible everybody learning, like children, like ladies, they cannot learn. Ma'am, also South India ladies are also many know good Sanskrit. They're singing songs, Sanskrit with this. Early morning you're going, all temple is they praying, they qualified all. This is Vishnu's great mercy. They know Devabhasa. But Shiva's followers, then Shiva's near asking, okay, Vishnu's followers are, they're very great. Any faults, any guilties, anything little, neglect, like disobey, like not following, then they are rejecting. So Shiva never rejecting anybody. Shiva never. Vishnu's followers are very strange and strong. You're doing a little bit wrong, get out. No compromise. But Shiva followers never doing like this. Shiva bringing back, keeping one near, giving all facility until he's leaving this body. Then Shiv Thakur. The soul is taking on near, like called ghost and witch. Brahma Rakhyaso, Pretatma, Bhutatma. This soul, he is also keeping on near. And they are also, he is teaching also them. But Vishnu Loka, no entrance. Nobody's. So they are, Shiv Thakur near, all living entity present. Mostly Tamasi, Rajasi, Sattiki, Suddha Sattiki. Then telling Manusanam Sasesu, Karsi Jati Siddha, Jatamapi Siddhanam, Kasinmang Beti Tattataho. Lord Vishnu saying, Manusanam Sasesu, thousand people under inside, somebody they know me, yeah. Understanding me, following me, very rare. Now, Shiva's near, no like this. He is giving all our shelter, everybody's shelter, but he is not giving the material anything, mundane things not giving. He is teaching, helping, but therefore he is first starting this Nam Sankirtanam. He is starting this Nam Sankirtanam, Krishna Kirtan, Hari Kirtan, this Kirtan, then this Kirtan with his, he is changing all. Now he is humble, very sweet, no any respect for thinking, Trinadabha Sunich. He has humility. Now Daksha Prajapati starting one yajna, inviting everybody. All are invited. Then Lord Shiva also invited, Brahma, Vishnu, all invited. All demigods, Bhrigu, Marichi, Rishi, all 33 crore demigods all invited. At a time, his yajna starting before, his all priests, all are near, going and respecting. After his came, entire in this meeting hall, assembly, the all are there present, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. But he came and then all demigods are respecting him and all are standing on seat too. And this Prajapati Daksha welcome for their respecting. But Brahma, his father, and Vishnu, his Lord, but he is thinking Shiva is only one demigod. Shiva is ordinary. Shiva, his daughter is giving Shiva, then son-in-law. Now he thinking, but he is neglecting Shiva. He is coming and looking, Shiva is sitting, Shiva not standing, not waking, not respecting. Then he is very angry. Oh, he is staying within ghost and witch, staying in cremation place. And he is smelling in bodies, snake with his poisonous snake in neck. No, he has no culture. He don't know any good etiquette. Now I am, he is like his father, but not respecting me, and no addressing me, nothing. He is now too much abusing in front of everybody and giving a lot of cards. Nobody giving answer. No Vishnu telling anything, no Shiva, no Brahma telling. After telling, today too, Shiva has no yajna adhikar, yajna bhag. Any yajna doing, anything, but not giving any share of Shiva. Other all demigods giving, not giving Shiva. Too much, he is abusing. But Daksha Prajapati, he has very proud. But front of Brahma, front of Shiva, Vishnu, he is too much shouting. He is not thinking what I am doing, what is the result coming. He never thinking. Before he is, also Naradishi is for his giving cards. Naradishi is near giving children, his sons, teachings for Naradishi, teaching, being qualified, bona fide, or sending Vaikuntha Loka. One time, two time, then he very angry, he giving cards. Now also he is too much angry and giving Shiva's cards. This is called tamaguni or rajaguni, andha tamisra. Now Shiva Thakur not giving any answer. Why? He is Vaishnavanam Jatasambhu. Vaishnava very humble, sweet. But he is giving ban. Any yajna, anywhere not inviting, not giving any yajna bhag after kicking Shiva. Shiva not telling anything, he's gone. He not giving any answer. Also he's giving ban. Anybody not worshipping Shiva, then worshipping, then he will be Pashundi, Gnostic, Catholic. No. And also Shiva Prasad not taking. No worshipping him. And he's giving lot of ban. And Shiva's followers will be a demon, Tamasi, or ghost and witch's followers. Many things telling. And after abusing, Shiv Thakur is gone. No giving any answer. But his disgust, his anger, now more increasing, more and more. After next starting yajna, he inviting everybody, not inviting Shiva. But his daughter is Sati, Shiva's near. She is very disturbed. Why? Sometime Chitragata Maharaj came. Shiv Thakur speaking Harikatha. Big assembly, big kirtan. But Shiv Thakur is on lap is giving seat of this Satis. Other side, he is speaking Harikatha. And Shiva all time is complete like antardasa. He has no sense. He is speaking Harikatha all time, kirtan. Now Sati is sitting, but giving his Shiv Thakur is near his telling. Are is what you say doing? You are Mahajan. You anything is doing, everybody following in you like this. So this is not good etiquette. Then she is very disturbed. She is giving cards in Chitragata Maharaj. Chitragata Maharaj not giving an answer, say we will be demon. He is gone. Demon family, Vrittasur, body with this is get birth. Other side, she has doubt for this Ram. Little bit is starting, then this is going high way. Now Ram for doubt. Now Shiv Thakur is, first is not rejecting, but Ram was for doubt, then he is completely rejecting. Now she is very disturbed. Oh, my father starting yajna, I am going. All are invited, my sisters, mother, I am in my meeting long time. I am going. Shiv Thakur said, no need going. He no like, don't go. Then she is gone. At a time, his father is front of everybody. Next is abusing too much Shiva. Anybody starting this insult, their business is now going up, not down. So his business is going too much high. Sati can tolerate. After Sati, departure and living body. Shiv Thakur came, but he is very disturbed. Why? Why is disturbed? Only Sati's for cards, yeah, abusing for him, their purpose. But this yajna, yeah, anything is starting, this is everything destroyed for Tamasi. They are not getting any benefit. Brahma, Vishnu, they will be happy. Why? Any program is starting, there is not Hari Sankirtan. Only Mayadevi's all program, then their fruit is very dangerous. So now Shiv Thakur is came and destroyed this yajna, and his followers are killing this Prajapati Daksha. Also they are giving lot of cards, these Brahmins for Bhrigu, Kusha, they are breaking teeth, beard and mustache is throwing out, and many demigods are beating and enjoying. They are running. After then, Brahma came, Vishnu came, anyhow pacified Shiva. All are came and requesting. And then Shiv Thakur giving him life, how Prajapati is giving his goat head. You know? See, Prajapati meaning is goat. Yeah. All time is bas. Creation, need children. Not one, two, one time 10, 20. He has 10,000, 20,000, 10 million one time he is creating. So he is expert for this purpose. So his goat head is good for him. So give me goat head. After Pusha, you are all beard is taking out, then goat has small beard, like Molla Molavi, this much, no mustache, only beard. Then they giving this beard. Then anybody not full beard this much, there is like his Bhrigu's Vansha. Then Pusha has no teeth, then all breaking, then giving him what? Okay, only drinking mother breast milk forever. Only drinking, drinking. Therefore, you going Western country, eating only soup, only water. They are not eating food, they have no teeth. Only all mixing, mixture with mixing, and this much bottle, all time drinking, drinking, drinking. So this dynasty is, but Shiva's followers is only taking God prasadam, offering bhoga. And after, then Lord Vishnu saying no. Brahma saying no. Yajna bhag Shiva's giving. No yajna bhag, that yajna is not complete. Shiva in yajna never will be complete. Anybody not respecting Shiva, that person's complete all time is hell. They are called criminal. And crimination place, all time burning. So that time too, Shiva yajna is starting. Many Purana has many examples. One time, one rishi has three sons, telling rishi, so your brother is now Gurukul and Brahmachari. He is coming back, then I am sharing all. Say, no, he is coming, no guarantee. He will be Sadhu, Babaji, he giving all things. Then father is dividing. Okay, one brother, you take all. Now, third one came back asking, oh, my dear brother, everything you taking, not giving me anything. Say, oh, yes, for you only father. You take care of your father. This is your share. No property. Only father is your property. Okay, I am taking care of my father. Then father, she serving. Father is very good tapasvi. He saying, okay, don't be worried, you never will be poor. Now big yajna is running and there is lot of Brahmins for giving donation charity. Gold, silver, many things, but they cannot taking. And you going, and there too, you collecting everything, you come, then you will be very rich. He is gone there, collecting for everything. Then one black person is come, very strong. Hey, why are you taking everything? This is mine, share. So who are you? I am Shiva. All yajna's last part is mine. And he said, okay. Then I am not taking. My father is stealing. I am serving in you. He is pleasing this Shiva. Then Shiva said, okay, all property, everything for you. So Shiva is very pleased and happy. Anytime he not looking, you Muslim, you Christian, you Hindu, you Isai, you Jaini, you Parsi, this and that. He all over world, everywhere, everybody is near, is present and everybody is helping. But people is unnecessary, like Prajapati Daksha. Unnecessary they abusing and too much insulting and too much against Shiva. Then there is starting this fight, war. Like telling this Mahabharata, starting before, what happened? This Arjun doing upasana, Shiva's. Then Shiva giving him Pashupata Astra. And Shiva giving many boon. But Duryodhana, he is thinking, he can care anybody. He is very strong. He said, I don't like any Shiva, I don't like any Vishnu, I don't like anybody. I have Bahubal, Bahubali, Mahabali. But he is gone in Balde Prabhu's near, serving nicely, very nice massaging, feeding, and all time following footstep. Then he is pleasing Balde Prabhu, and Balde Prabhu teaching him this. All art. What art? Juddha Kausal, meaning Gada Juddha. How is fighting? How is attacking? And what are inside going, hiding? Then no problem for you. Many things Balde Prabhu teaching. And Balde Prabhu, first disciple is Bhima, and second disciple is Duryodhana. Now say Duryodhana, okay, I am your first disciple. Say, okay, you are my first disciple. Then say, you need anything? Yes, you are pleased, then you giving something? To what? Do you have one sister? You give me marriage? Say, yes. I am going Dwarkapuri. Then Balde Prabhu going Dwarkapuri back, many months after. Duryodhana sending like his Hastinapuri to Dwarkapuri. Line of elephant, horse car, bull car, all wealth. Pleasing for Vasudeva, Devaki, Krishna and this, Subhadra. But all wealth is come. All are thinking, why line by line coming? Then Krishna saying, Subhadra, what your choice? You want to get marriage with Duryodhana? Say, no. I don't like him. Then Balde Prabhu asking Devaki Vasudeva, oh, father and mother, now I am arranging Subhadra marriage within Duryodhana. He is king. And he is very qualified and everything. Say, marriage, not I am get marriage, not your marriage, Subhadra's marriage. Subhadra choosing, choosing, then is possible. You asking Subhadra? Subhadra is gone. Subhadra say, I am not giving any answer. So who giving answer? That time Krishna teaching in Subhadra, you go and Lord Shiva is near, you praying, Lord Shiva give you good advice. You don't follow me, don't follow Baldev, I have not followed father and mother. Then she is that time going and she is worshipping. Then Shiva is appears, Parvati Devi appears and telling, you not will be agree. Shiva's great follower is Arjuna. See, he is qualified. You accepting her, him. Then Subhadra silence, Balde Prabhu came and Devaki Vasudeva asking, Krishna ji came Balde Prabhu, then Balde Prabhu, Krishna saying, asking Subhadra her choice. But Subhadra not giving answer. So any difficulty come, any problems come, this Sivthakur, everywhere giving solution. All places. But Shiva is not going anybody, not took shelter, not praying until they are suffering. How they are going God's side? Without Shiva's mercy? Therefore Shiva is Guru. Shiva is Ramlila time, Krishna Lila time, any incarnation time, any problems starting, Shiva giving his all solution and good answer. So this Shivaratri meaning is telling Ratra meaning is gyan, pure knowledge. Like Narad Pancharatra, Narad is giving gyan. So Shiv Thakur appears and Shiv Thakur giving this darkness removing, anartha removing, all sins, offense and position, life to life Jiva suffering, but until not took shelter, she was near until. But she was near many types of people coming, many things for. But she was not kicking and neglecting. He is near is many Rudra, many Bhairava, Kal Bhairava, Mahakal. He has many expansion. He is sending one by one by one by, gradually progressing, progressing. Then Jiva's posting is called this world Shivkanchi. And Shivkanchi, Vishnukanchi, not distance. Then very near, Shiv Thakur then offering Varadaraj near Tirupati, Balaji, Sri Ranganath, Vaikuntha Desham, Vaikuntha Puram. So Shivlok to Brahmalok? No, Shivlok to Vaikuntha Lok, giving permission. But Tamasi people, no understanding, therefore they are fighting. But also fighting time, Shiv Thakur all time is helping this Vishnu and Vishnu's parshad. All time is going their side. So yesterday is gone this Mahashivaratri. Today is called Shiva's near is. There is following the Shiva's appears the nice, nice festival. So today is Shiva inviting, big meeting. All demigods, no, all Bhakta Vaishnava it is. His Bhaktas are coming. Shiva's near, doing Nam Sankirtanam, offering Pushpanjali. Shiva is helping. Okay, anywhere, Bhaktas are what asking? All are doing Nam Kirtan, a Bhagavat Katha, any Hari Katha, then you protecting, you helping. Otherwise, demons are disturbing. Therefore, Shiv Thakur is promised. Anybody starting this Hari Katha, Kirtan, Yajna, Bhagavat, any auspicious things, they first is praying Shiva and worshipping Shiva, following and calling, then Shiva is forever protecting. And independent Jiva, anything she is doing, then suffering. But Shiva not telling, I am Vishnu. He is all time telling, I am Vishnu Das. I am God and Lord. His followers are telling he is God, but he is never saying. Therefore, today is big Vaishnava assembly. Like is Thakur Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time. Bhaktivinoda Thakur come at Vrindavan. His journey start. He came Tarakeshwar, then Shiv Thakur near is one night staying. Big Kirtan, Harikatha program is running. Then night time little resting, Shiv Thakur came and telling, Thakur, no need going Vrindavan. You go back in Mayapur. Mayapur birthplace, all disappears. You now, everything is starting, discovering, I am with you, I am forever helping you. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur staying Godroom, inviting all Babaji's, all Sahajiyas, all are there came. Big Kirtan, big procession. After he Bhaktivinoda Thakur meeting with his Jagannath Babaji Maharaj, he himself come, Gurushudra Babaji Maharaj, Radharaman Charandas, many other Babaji's came. There is starting. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mahaprabhu's birthplace, there is first temple is arranging Khetrapal ship. Mahaprabhu's birthplace behind Khetrapal ship, all time. Telling, I am present, this is my protection, and I am all time is this, serving and helping, and no disturbance coming in life. So therefore, anywhere Vaishnava starting Kirtan, Yajna, then Shiva's for first asana, bhoga, Pushpanjali, pray, and then next starting. Other program, but not equal to Krishna. He know like this. He like I am Sivak, Dasanudas, This is my identity. Then is otherwise people what doing? Like sevaks are going on top and Lord and Master are going down. Shiva never accepting like this. Therefore, yesterday this Shivaratri, today is Vaishnav Sammeloni. Big Vaishnav Sammeloni, big Sankirtanam, big procession. Many places, today is big Rajyatra and Shiva's all deities is coming. And this Shipuran is reading. And they are Sankirtan, Srimad Bhagavatam, many, many programs. All are praying now. All are not going wrong way. Otherwise, problems. Like, bhaktis for purpose come, but somebody going astrology side, somebody going other art and learning for other things for, but real bhakti, stop. Therefore, Shiv Thakur every day is singing this Radharani is for prayer. This. Now, this. How is he praying for Mahaprabhu? Thousand name of this Vishnu Gauranga Sahasranam. He praying Vishnu Sahasranam. He praying this Radharani is for this Munindabinda Bandite. Everybody is for his praying. How is? So now soon is possible their mercy. Mahaprabhu's, then this all coming our near, then reading books, then understanding how he is praying. So this is teaching also. Mahaprabhu coming before he came. Also, after Mahaprabhu, Holidham, birthplace is disappears, himself he is came and himself he is starting. In Prabhupada Sajitakur time, Prolamaya and Vridhaship, there big fight come, attacking Prabhupada, attacking all are. Then next year too, Shiv Thakur arranging big protection. Until now, no more problem. So Shiv Thakur everywhere helpful, all time. So today this is called Vaishnav Sammeloni. Shiv Thakur inviting all and meeting, and he is ready to helping everybody. So. Tomorrow, Jagannath Babaji Maharaj disappears there. Rasikananda Prabhu and Bhakti Daita Madhav Goswami Maharaj. After some time coming, Madhavendra Puri disappears there. So now tomorrow, next program, Gaur Pramanandi.
Jare dekhe tare preme dhari deya ko.
Tagamagalochana Guraye Nirantara. Sonara komale jeno firaye brahma. Daya ratha kuranitai para dukha jane. Dayarata kulonitai poraduka jane. Dayarata kulonitai poraduka jane. Hari name ramala Papi pasandi jata karila dalana. Dina hina jane kaila prema vitara. Ahare Gaurango Boli Pare Bhumi Tale. Ahare Gaurango Boli Pare Bhumi Tale. Sharira Bhijila Vrindavana dasa mane evichalilo. Evichalilo. Dharani upare kiva sumira polilo. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Rohini Kumara Patita Udara Lagi Dubaho Posa Oh Patita Udara Lagi Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Bol, 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 H